Good morning on a very cold football Friday on Sports Radio 610 on the eve of divisional weekend in the NFL. Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, Landry, the controls.
I do not like those glasses you're wearing.
Why?
I don't like them either. Small. They look like spectacles.
I feel
you look like Scrooge's accountant. What was that dude's name?
My right eye is irritated. So
you're doing glasses instead of contacts?
Yeah.
Why haven't you gotten the LASIK?
Because I can't. My corneas are too thin. I would love to get LASIK.
Can't you get like one of the other alternatives? My wife couldn't get LASIK, so she got, I want to say it was called PRK. I'm not
sure. This is just coming up now?
What do you mean?
This is good information I could have used.
Well, I mean, but this was like 15 years ago. Okay. I would imagine they've advanced since then. So I don't know. She couldn't do the LASIK, but she could do some other thing.
Okay.
It was much more grueling, though, by the way.
I'd like to
talk
to her.
She was like laid
then.
Up in bed for 2 days afterwards.
Okay. Well,
she comes home from the eye doctor, and she's like in extreme pain, and she calls them, like, and they told her there might be some discomfort, and she didn't want to be a wimp about it and everything. So I think
she's tough.
She waited like a day or two. Yeah, she's tough. Like she did roller derby with a broken sternum for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
She's no wimp. So she finally couldn't take it anymore. And like after 2 days, she called the eye doctor and they're like, all right, we'll come back in. And they're like, oh, we forgot to put the protective lenses over your eyes after we did whatever this surgery is that isn't LASIK. Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
I should have made a bigger stink out of it. I don't know. But it was in Jacksonville. They'd given me the surgery for free.
Okay.
Just to do a commercial.
That's nice. Okay.
Oh, well, I guess.
There you go.
You almost blinded my wife.
Okay. So the quick only thing before he gets a football is that since I wear contact lenses every single day, that's kind of like my mechanism to wake up. So whenever I wear contacts out anywhere, I feel like I am asleep, basically. Like right now, I feel like I may as well be in a nightgown, even though it may not sound that way. So that's basically...
Part of it is that I don't possibly see how those glasses could be effective. They're very small.
No, they're effective.
They're smaller than reading glasses, even.
They're effective.
Who sold you those?
I've had them for a long time.
Those are not those are not a manly looking pair of sunglasses.
Okay.
Glasses. I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting your glasses and your choice of wearing them.
Valid.
We got to put a picture of these
picture.
Up too. We
got
to put
these
a picture.
Relatively cheap glasses these days. If you don't want to spend a fortune,
I do need to make. I've been lazy on like 10 things in my life, and getting new glasses is one of them. And it's coming back to haunt me this morning.
You look like you're somebody with. Like you'd put your spectacles on to shoot a weapon in the 1870s, maybe, but you're not quite sure of how to use the weapon.
Okay,
and you're fumbling with the pistol as the bank robbers take your money.
Semi-competent.
You look like you should be wearing one of those old time bank uniforms. You know the tellers, they would wear the bank uniforms with the armbands and stuff like that. You look like that with maybe one of those green visors, the accountant's visors.
Fair.
You need to get rid of these glasses.
Okay.
We're done.
I
apologize. I'm not bashing on you again. Just those horrendous glasses.
It's fair criticism. Okay. Here's what I'm rooting for this weekend. Starting now, I am rooting for these things to happen in the NFL playoffs. I'm rooting for 1, New England not to win the Super Bowl. Number 2, New England not to win the Super Bowl. Number 3.
You're rooting this weekend for New England not to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Right, but you can't root for them. I mean, I guess, but if you're rooting for them to lose this week because you don't want them to win the Super Bowl. That's just because they can't lose the Super Bowl this week.
They cannot.
You're right.
Yes.
If you want them to...
vitally important for the Patriots. I'll take any other team.
Okay.
Without question.
Like this is your best week to even bother putting this on the page.
Oh, I know. I actually did bet on Tennessee to win the AFC back in March. That's right. Yep, still alive.
Huh.
And all I actually need is for them to win one more game so I can just hammer the money line next Sunday. But that probably won't happen.
Tennessee's rushing offense looked a little bit more like they expected it to last week. And the Patriots rush defense, not so hot.
No.
They've got issues on their front seven, my friend.
Third thing is I am rooting for Minnesota to lose unless I need them to beat New England, in which case I'll be a huge Vikings fan.
I feel like you would want the Vikings. If your number one goal is for New England to lose, I still feel in some respects like Minnesota is your best chance. I trust Minnesota's defense more than I trust New Orleans' defense.
Possible.
They both can give the Patriots trouble, but I know the odds makers disagree with me at this point, but I still like I'm feeling Minnesota more versus the Patriots than the Saints.
My issue with Minnesota is I dread the narrative, especially locally.
Yeah.
I am rooting against Minnesota for the exact same reason that I rooted against the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals a year and a half ago against the Warriors, where my fear was if they won that series and they won the NBA title, My fear was people would say the Thunder somehow won the James Harden trade.
What exactly, Mike, what exactly do you think some Keenum truthers are going to be saying about Case Keenum after the Super Bowl that they aren't already saying now? I feel like you're thinking that's going to be a worse reality than it's already been for the last five, six, 7 years. The only difference will be that you will finally 100% have to say, okay, I was wrong. And this is where I think you and Paul Gallant and everybody else are getting a little too sensitive about this stuff. There's nothing wrong with being wrong, especially when 32 other teams, including the Minnesota Vikings, were wrong about Case Keenum. Not a single team thought that Case Keenum should be their starter this year,
but
including the Minnesota Vikings.
But I would like his fans to acknowledge that.
Okay.
Like, whenever you go through Case Keenum's stats, you're basically like, okay, well, he's never really played that well up until this year.
No, but all you have to say is I was wrong, as was everybody else. And when he was here in Houston, he wasn't ready. He was doing stuff himself. It wasn't coaching. It wasn't anything else. He still had to learn a whole bunch in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
If it weren't for him not getting the starting job here, perhaps he never would have advanced beyond where he was.
I think that's fair.
He had serious things he had to work on. But now the combination of Pat Shurmur, he's playing very, very well.
I just don't see how what you're going to feel better if they acknowledge it. I'm still blaming Jeff Fisher for Vince Young not still being in the NFL and playing this weekend. Yeah. And you're expecting Case Keenum fans to come out and sit here. And is that going to make you sleep better at night? What do you care?
Yeah. Well, why are you so afraid of saying like, oh yeah, I was wrong, just like every single other person in the world was. And I was wrong not to believe in Case Keenum.
Because
theoretically, if you keep Case around long enough and maybe you end up with an offensive coordinator like Pat Shurmur, then Case Keenum could have done it here. But because of the vagaries of the salary cap and this and that and the other thing, it just flat out didn't work out. But I'm happy. Mike, don't let your ego and your pride get in the way of being happy for a guy who's just an awesome young dude who also looks a little bit like he might be my cousin.
I like Case.
Yeah.
I like him as a quarterback.
Now, you say I like Case the way you say, like, hey, listen, I like McClain, but here's why he's really, really wrong about this story.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I do not like the diehard Case Keenum fans' logic. That's what I don't like.
You sound like somebody that might be like, I love these guys, but here's why their radio show sucks. They're my best friends in the world.
Yeah, kind of similar to that.
But now let me say a bunch of vile things about them that aren't true.
I'm rooting for the 2016 Falcons offense to show up this weekend, mainly because it's fun to watch. It's not going to happen because that offense is long gone. That offense is half in San Francisco. But I would like to see that offense. That was a lot of fun to watch. I just don't expect it to all of a sudden pop up now.
Right.
I do fully expect Atlanta to win this weekend in Philly.
Your intense desire to not acknowledge Kyle Shanahan's brilliance continues to baffle me and astound me. To think that you would even say you would hope that Atlanta's offense from last year shows up, particularly this week versus that Philadelphia Eagles defense, it's just flat out not going to happen. Now, I think they'll have way more success than the Philadelphia offense led by Nick Foles will have, but they're not the same squad, and they're not taking advantage and utilizing all their talent. But they're still a pretty good offense. I think that's what's been lost in a lot of in painting this Falcons offense as some huge disappointment. Let's remember, you weren't going to go on breaking those same records and doing the same things you were last year.
Oh yeah, you're not. Not at this point. It's just something I would like to see in an ideal world.
The other thing too, and I hadn't realized this, that Lane Johnson, the studly left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know if he's banged up or what, but he hasn't been playing kind of like himself the last few weeks. Maybe that's just a product of the quarterback.
And that's a problem.
Maybe he's let up more pressures because Foles doesn't get rid of the ball as quickly. But they're obviously not the same team with Nick Foles in there.
When I look at this playoff field this weekend, the eight teams that are playing, I think four teams can win the Super Bowl. I think the Patriots can obviously win, the Steelers can win, and both teams playing in the Saints Vikings game can win the Super Bowl. I do not think the other four teams can win.
You don't think they can win the Super Bowl, but
no.
Who can win this week? Who's the surprise? Who's most likely to be a surprise to us this week?
A surprise this weekend?
Because it's tough because I look at Tennessee and
it's got to be Jacksonville.
I can't even envision Tennessee winning. Yeah, Jacksonville already thumped Pittsburgh once this season. It was early in the year. Pittsburgh, as they do lately, just waits until midseason to get their offense going. And if you look at that lopsided score, it certainly wasn't that Jacksonville's offense was crushing Pittsburgh's defense. It was that Roethlisberger turned the ball over a bunch.
And that's not going to happen.
Sloppy day. And I think there was at least a little element of the Steelers not expecting the Jaguars defense to be quite as good as it was. And the Jaguars ambushed the Steelers a little bit in that game.
Now they're ready.
I just don't expect that.
Now they're ready.
Yeah.
I think the biggest surprise for me this weekend would be Jacksonville beating Pittsburgh. I can't really think of anything that would really shock me this weekend. I mean, Tennessee, of course, but I just have a hard time, even though I'll be rooting for them, I have such a hard time seeing them even making that game competitive in the fourth quarter.
This is the biggest factor. It's in New England.
And they have an extra week off.
Yeah.
Although
it is in New England, but the cold front doesn't come in until Sunday. It's going to be like 55 and breezy on Saturday when this game is played.
Is that good or bad?
That's good for the Titans.
Okay.
Because if they go up, the Titans, a Southern team goes up and plays when it's like 25 degrees and windy. I don't give them much hope at all. Especially it's not like Mariota's drilling lasers through the wind. Those balls would flutter off into space.
You think so?
I think so.
So Brady would be better in that situation?
Oh, yeah, he'd be way better.
Okay.
Are you sitting here asking me if Brady would be better than Mariota in 25-degree weather?
I'm just
curious.
My
answer, shockingly, is Tom Brady.
Okay. Headlines at 6:30. I had forgotten when we had Jason Taylor on the show on Thursday for our lousy interview where he barely said anything that Jason Taylor is a Hall of Famer. So what I'm going to do this morning at 8 o'clock is I'm going to remove about 6 to 8 people from various Halls of Fame. Not basketball because it's a lower standard, but I'm removing like 8 people from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Coming up next, have we ignored what seems to be a big story right now with the Texans?